How about some music notes? You want to do some music notes this morning?
Let's do some music notes.
I think we should do some music notes.
There's some new music from Randy Travis with a twist.
Ooh, I'm kind of excited about that one.
Me too. But first, Sam Hunt's song Outskirts is at the top of Billboard's country airplay chart. It's his 10th number one, equaling the three-week reign of his 2017 smash, Body Like a Backroad.
I like Sam Hunt.
Me too.
I like a lot of there are only a few, I shouldn't say, it's not one artist or another that I dislike. There are some songs that I dislike, but there was one that was playing earlier. I said, I don't dislike the song, but I don't like it.
Yeah, indifferent.
But I can appreciate the song because the song is very good.
Okay. That's fair. That's how I feel about Taylor Swift. Like, I acknowledge she's a great artist. She's just not my cup of tea.
Right.
Right?
Lainey Wilson, Bell Bottom Country. That's going to premiere on May 29th. It's a documentary. It's going to give viewers a peek into Lainey's life on the road. I wonder if they're going to go into the Yellowstone stuff, too.
Oh, they need to. Hello.
I hope so.
All right. I'm a huge Randy Travis fan. I had a tape recorder when I was a kid, a blank cassette that had a green and white sticker on it, and I would record myself singing Digging Up Bones into my little tape recorder. So I'm very excited for this. Randy Travis has a new song, which has left some people wondering, okay, how did that even happen? Because Randy can barely speak and can't sing since his stroke, 11 years ago now?
Wow, yeah.
Now, at the time when he had his stroke, doctors gave him just a 2% chance of surviving. Right? So he has paralysis, and the area of his brain controlling speech and language was damaged almost beyond repair.
So what's up with this new song, where that came from? Turns out the song was created through AI, a lot of mixed emotions about AI.
Yes.
His longtime producer says that AI analyzed 42 of Randy Travis's vocals and synthesized it with the voice of a country music singer. His name is James Dupre.
Now, this was all done. This whole project was done with Randy's blessing and his help, and even Randy's wife, Mary, in on this process. So here's a bit of Randy Travis's new song, Where That Came From.
Oh, but they were dark and deeper than the night.
Yeah, that sounds like Randy.
Sure does.
But when she'd smile, out came the sun.
Can I download
it yet? I mean, it's a great song, great vocals.
Where that came from.
So, like AI, it's artificial intelligence. If you're not familiar with the process, it can take, well, in this case, they took 42 of his songs. The program analyzed his voice, but they used, you know, another singer as well to kind of, you know, mix it in there.
And so I have mixed feelings. I mean, this is fantastic for someone who has become disabled and they're still able to create and produce their art. But at the same time, AI scares me because, like, this is great. They told us it was involving AI, but who's not telling us?
See, I had to think about that for a second. You're right.
Yeah. So that's what scares me about AI. I'm all about using it for good, and I think this is a good use. It's just when they don't tell us.
That's Music Notes on Pure Country.
Mm-mm. We're Pure Country.